47 Lane.
Welcome back to Lead. That is part of the radio traffic from this past Saturday night made after Memphis police officer Sean Bolton was murdered. Officer Bolton, a Marine who fought in Iraq, was approaching an illegally parked car, and he allegedly interrupted a drug deal. A manhunt is now on for 29-year-old Tremaine Wilborn, the suspect in the shooting, who today was named to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation's 10 Most Wanted list. Nick Valencia has been following the story. He joins me now. Nick, I understand that the U.S. Marshals have joined the search.
Due simply to the heinous nature of this act, murdering a police officer, the U.S. Marshal Service, now part of this aggressive manhunt in Memphis to look for the man that you're looking at right there on your TV screen, 29-year-old Tremaine Wilborn, wanted for first-degree murder, a $10,000 reward being offered for information leading to his arrest. Jake, this all started on Saturday night when Bolton, the officer there on your screen, spotted a car parked illegally. He approached the car, and according to police, that's when he was confronted by the passenger. He reportedly broke up a small-scale drug deal, or about $20 worth of marijuana found in that car, as well as a digital scale. The suspect opened fire on the police officer, shooting him multiple times. Local residents in the area heard the commotion. They rushed to the scene and used Bolton's radio to try to phone into 911 dispatch to let them know what happened, but it was simply too late. Bolton was rushed to the hospital, where he was pronounced dead. He is the third Memphis police officer to die in the line of duty in the last 4 years. Jake?
Nick, tell me about the suspect's alleged driver. My understanding is that he's turned himself in, but he has not been charged with anything?
Sometime on Sunday afternoon, that driver who was in the car turned himself in to police voluntarily. We spoke to his attorney a little while ago, and he said that his client's information during that interrogation with police was instrumental in leading to the arrest warrant for 29-year-old Tremaine Wilborn. That driver, we should mention, still has not been charged. The attorney is maintaining that driver's innocence. Jake.
All right, Nick Valencia. Thank you.